By 9:30 that evening back at the Great House, dinner was finished, and the Rawlinsons and their guests lolled over the blancmange or sprawled back, blown out, picking their teeth.
That was inedible muck, and there wasn't enough of it. Blah.
The curry lay heavy on Sir Henry's stomach like a royal corgi.
I say, how dare you belch in front of my wife? Squeaked Lord Portly.
Henry yawned.
Sorry, old man, I didn't realize it was her turn.
This ungracious rejoinder left Lord Portly stupefied as Dr. Watson, and to cover his befuddlement, he helped himself to a liberal glass of entre deux legs.
If I had all the money I'd spent on drink, observed Henry, I'd spend it on drink.
Do you know, though I say it myself, I can identify almost any wine from any part of the globe.
Lady Philippa, herself already nicely irrigated with horizontal lubricant, leered appreciatively across at her husband.
Oh, really?
Said Henry, heaving himself to his feet.
Then there's something rather special I'd like you to try. If you'll excuse me, I'll just pop down to the catacombs.
He left the company abuzz with expectation, and in a few minutes returned with a brimming tumbler of amber fluidescence.
I've a notion this one's going to fox you.
He glanced meaningfully at Florrie and put his finger to his lips. Florrie, understanding immediately, went... Lord Portly took the proffered glass and sniffed with deep concentration.
Ah, unusual bouquet, he declared. Decidedly not French.
He held it up to the light.
A trifle cloudy. It's a very fresh little fellow.
Then, with closed eyes, he took a large mouthful, swilling it noisily through his teeth, and swallowed.
Yes, yes, very fresh. 1978, and it's... Good grief, it's... Bleh!
Lady Philippa looked aghast as Lord Tarquin Portly spat violently into his finger bowl.
Well, said Henry, gleefully tugging at his jowl, now you know what it is, old bean. Question is, whose is it?